G'day, welcome to Partakers and to our series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby, where we are investigating together who Jesus Christ was, who he is, and why he matters to you in the 21st century. Part 4. Why would God become human? A natural question now follows. Why would God become a human? For this reason, God himself has taken on the responsibility for our sins. That is God's mercy, grace, and love working in unison with each other. Jesus Christ, Son of God, remember, when he died on the cross, bore our sins. Although he himself was sinless, he chose, therefore, to become sin for us, all human. By doing this, we are drawn to him, drawn to God in a personal way. God himself has shown that he loves us and that he wants us to be in a relationship, a personal relationship with himself. God is one, and therefore there could only ever be just the one incarnation. That is God taking on a human form, being fully God and fully human. As we know from previous studies, Jesus Christ was both fully God and fully human. By doing away with this incarnation, could God's salvation plan be fulfilled? No way. If Jesus Christ himself was not fully God, then he would be part of the problem and therefore need to be redeemed and saved himself. That would not work, as there would then be no possibility of redeeming or saving humanity so that they could have a personal relationship and fellowship with God. God himself has bridged the gap between the supernatural and the natural, the immortal and the mortal, the infinite and the finite. God did this to show humanity what he is like. Jesus Christ, as God, the Son of God, in person gives us a focal point to which we are to respond to. If not for Jesus Christ, the gap between God and humanity would be insurmountable. There would be no bridge between the supernatural and natural, the infinite and finite, immortal and mortal, if not for Jesus Christ. Now, God does not force people to love him, because that, of course, would not be love. God's love is compelling, but it is not coercive. God does indeed invite all people into a dynamic, personal relationship with himself. It's up to people to respond to the call. And clarification of this can be seen through reading the Bible. For example, we know that Jesus, the Son of God, came as a man to humble himself, to reveal God the Father, to become our advocate before God, to destroy the works of Satan, to give an example of a perfect life, and also to prepare for creation's redemption and salvation. And those things are only a starter. We also know Jesus' full glory was hidden during his time on earth and that he lived on the resources of his Father. Jesus emptied himself, made himself nothing, and was made like us when he became human. If Jesus Christ was not fully God and fully human, then he himself would be part of the problem. Therefore, he himself would need to be saved or redeemed. Simply put, that is untenable and unworkable. Jesus Christ, while being fully God, did not lose any of his divinity when he became human. Instead, Jesus Christ gained humanity, and we call this divine and human nature unity a hypostatic union. And a couple of questions to leave you with today. Why would Jesus need to have been fully human and fully God simultaneously? And what does having a dynamic personal relationship with Jesus Christ actually mean for you? Thanks for listening. Come back to www.partakers.co.uk, where tomorrow we continue in this little series, Jesus Christ, No Longer a Baby. See you later.